This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, it's time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And listen, if you need advice on relationships, sex, dating, work, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, my mom and my baby daddy. Dear Stephen Shirley, I have known my baby daddy since high school. When I was 20, I got pregnant and we moved in together, but he cheated a lot. So when my son was 6, we broke up and my mom offered to let him live with her temporarily. My son is 16 now and my baby daddy still lives with my mom. My mom has 7 sisters that are very messy and they've always joked with my mom about having a fine young man living with her. One of my aunts has said for years that she's 100% sure that my mom and baby daddy are messing around. She swears that my mom got drunk at a house party and went into the bathroom with my baby daddy for close to 20 minutes and came out bragging about how good he was. Over the years, I heard stuff like, how's your mama and baby daddy? One of my older aunts finally told me the truth, but I didn't want to believe it. She said that my mom told her she really likes my baby daddy, and it's way more than a sugar mama thing. She said my mom feels terrible about it, and she's not going to stop having sex with him or put him out. A short while after that, my baby daddy came over to see our son, and he had been drinking. They were playing video games, and my baby daddy's phone rang. My son heard him say, "I love you too, baby, and I'll be home after I beat your grandson in one more game." My son tried to fight his daddy, and I had to get between them. My baby daddy told my son he'd teach him about being a man later and how stuff like this just happened. I told my son that's not what manhood is about, and how do I fix this for my son? I'm hurt too, but I'm more worried about him. Wow. This is really sad. I mean, wow. this is a horrible, horrible situation here. I mean, your mom did the ultimate betrayal, and I can see why you didn't want to hear the truth, because you probably already suspected it anyway, but you didn't want to hear it because this is your mother. It's unthinkable. I mean, you know, you're beyond mad at this point. I know you want to fight her. You want to fight your mom, and you probably would if it wasn't your mom. I mean, this is not what a mom does to her daughter. This moms don't do this. And to her grandson, for that matter. I mean, both of them are to blame. Of course, the baby daddy. Oh, my God. But it's just, it's hard to get over this kind of hurt. It's hard. It doesn't matter if you and the baby daddy were no longer together. That doesn't even matter at this point. It's just wrong, okay? You told your son right when you said that this is not what manhood is about. His father is a very poor example of manhood. How can he date his son's grandmother and his mother? I mean, stuff like that, it just doesn't happen. So he told him wrong. So he's teaching his son that men have no control over themselves, or they just, you know, if it's okay if they date their mom and their grandmother. That's okay. No, that's not okay. It's just really wrong. You know, my suggestion is to, I don't know, get your son to a mentor, a real good mentor, a good example of what a man should be in his life. So he could show him what it really is all about. It's not what his father is talking about, not this mess. But I mean, that is my suggestion to you. Talk more to your son, you know, about this situation, because I'm sure he's upset. And why would his dad say that in front of him anyway to his grandmother? You know, this is just a mess. But I would look into a mentor, some man that will be a shining example to what a man should be for your son. Steve?
Okay, Shirley, I agree. I have so many problems in this letter. First, I was going to joke about it, but then it turned really seriously because there's this little boy involved. Mm-hmm. Y'all adults, I don't care what y'all do, but I do care about what adults do in front of children, and especially men. Because men, we just have to do a better job of setting examples for our sons. You know, I mean, it's for the little things. It's okay to tell your son not to cry, but you also have to inform him that it's okay to cry. You know what I mean? There has to be a balance.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, we listen, you got pregnant when you was 20 with your high school sweetheart, and y'all moved in together, but he cheated a lot. The letter just takes a turn right away. So when my son was 6, we broke up, and my mom offered to let him live with her temporarily. Wait a minute, hold up. I'm confused. You and your boyfriend break up, and you have a baby. Your mom offers to let him come live with her. Why don't you and the boy go live with your mama? That's normally how it go. In the normal scope of things, the daughter goes with her mom, with her son, so she'll have some help. And, you know, and let this dude fend for himself. That's all that was. So I was confused about that. Well, my son is now 16, and my baby daddy still live with his mom. My mom has 7 sisters. They're very messy, and they've always joked with my mom about having a fine young man living with her. Excuse me. He left when he was 6. Your son said that. He been at your mama's house 10 years.
Right.
10 years. Who need 10 years to get on their feet? Who? Yeah, anybody can pull it together in 10 years.
She doesn't want
them to. I'm confused. I have more when we come back, but this is trifling.
Really, yeah, it really is bad. It's bad. All right, Steve, we'll have part 2 of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. My mom and my baby daddy. We'll get back into it right after this. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter subject, my mom and my baby daddy.
Well, this young lady, 20 years old, got pregnant by her high school sweetheart and moved in together. He cheated a lot. So when their son was 6, they broke up. And her mother offered to let him live with her temporarily. Like I said earlier, that's backward. Usually the girl and the baby go stay with one of their parents so they can have some help and assistance and let the guy go fend for himself. That was backwards already. Well, my son is 16 now and my baby daddy still live with his mom, with your mama. That's 10 years. He been at your mama's house for 10 years. Now, if she was honestly trying to help him out, in the beginning, she been helping him for 10 years? Has she been helping her daughter and her grandchild? Or she just helping him?
Didn't say.
This sucks, man. Now, my mom has 7 sisters that are very messy, and they've always joked with my mom about having a fine young man living with her. Well, let me throw this in. If your mom got 7 sisters that are messy, ain't your mama one of the sisters? Ain't she from a messy family? Uh-oh. Starting to sound like the story to me. If all 7 of your sisters is messy, how did she skip the messiness? She didn't. One of your aunts has said for years that she's 100% sure that my mom and baby daddy are messing around. Well, he's been there 10 years. Who living at this house for 10 years and what? Now, she swears that my mom got drunk at a house party right there. See, we're in a family that's still throwing house parties. You see where this is going? There's no progression in this story at all. Your mama got drunk at a house party. How old are you to stop going to house parties and get drunk? Let's see, this story ain't got no upside. And came and went to the... Then went into the bathroom with your baby daddy for close to 20 minutes. Came out bragging about how good he was. You saw Boomerang.
Gerard's parents.
You saw the movie. When the late, great Witherspoon came out of that bathroom with that jacket inside out. You saw it.
Must you embarrass me at every possible occasion.
I heard stuff like, how your mom and baby daddy? One of my older aunts finally told me the truth, but I didn't want to believe her. What is it you didn't want to believe? One of the older aunts finally told her, and you didn't even want to believe her. Why? He'd been over there 10 years. She said, your mom told her she really likes my baby daddy, and it's more than a sugar mama thing. Okay, so she taking care of this boy. She said, my mom feels terrible about it, but she's not going to stop having sex with him or put him out. Sure, a while after that, my baby daddy came over to see our son. He been drinking. Okay, see, there's no progression in this story. Your baby daddy's still drinking. Your baby daddy's still living home with your mama.
Still a boy.
He been over there 10 years. He 34. You got pregnant at 20. Your husband was 6 when he left. He been over there 10 years. Your husband, 36 years old.
You said her husband was 6?
Yeah.
No, the boy was 6.
The baby was 6.
The baby was 6 when he went and lived with your mama. He been over there 10 years. You was pregnant at 20. Your man is boy, your baby's daddy boy is 36 and live with your mama that she taking care of. And she want to have sex with the machine putting him out. Then your baby daddy came over to see our son. He was drinking at 36, still drinking, still living home with your mama. They playing video games. My baby daddy phone rang. Your son, who is older now, heard him say, I love you too, baby, and I'll be home after I beat your grandson in one more game. Then your son tried to fight his daddy. Why? Because your son know that's wrong. However old your son is, he already know his daddy wrong for that. I had to get between them. My baby daddy told my son he'd teach him about being a man later on. When is he going to teach him? He don't know.
This a trifling mama.
So this a trifling mama. This a trifling baby daddy. And so Shirley is correct. You got to get a male mentor in front of this young man. And it's a damn shame that he going to teach him about being a man later and how stuff like this just happens. It don't just happen. See, anything that's been happening for 10 years don't just keep happening. At one point, we on purpose. Right. You can write to having sex off with your mama, your stepmama, one time.
Yeah.
But unless you've been drunk continuously for 10 years, you ain't had a sober moment in 10 years to rethink this. I told my son, that's not what manhood is about. You are absolutely correct. How do I fix this for my son? I'm hurt too, but I'm more worried about him. Get your son around some men. Get your son to church. Let him be around some solid people. He's got to have faith in this situation. And so do you. You may need counseling and prayer. And you need to get yourself together so you and your son can move forward. And I don't know how you're going to address your mama with this, but something got to get brought to light.
Wrongest.
Quit acting like this is happening right here.
All right, thanks, Steve.
See, I'd like post to your, super glue his little ass.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.